Hello and welcome to season 3 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera podcast. I'm Kristin Sigmundsson and I'm excited to return to Atlanta to perform Fasolt in Das Rheingold. I'm thrilled to be your host for this week's episode on the first opera from Wagner's epic Ring Cycle. The Ring Cycle is very interesting for me as an Icelander because this old Norse or Nordic mythology is part of our heritage in Iceland. All these sagas, all these things that Wagner builds on in the cycle have been written in Iceland, And some of it I had to read when I was in school. So it's very interesting for me and the way he treats this content. So the overture is very unique because it starts on a chord which keeps on becoming stronger and stronger for many, many, many bars. And this is Wagner's way of describing the sound of the Rhine. I used to live close to this place where Wagner wrote this, and it was on the banks of the River Rhine. And I went there once, and it's very convincing the way he describes it in the first bars of the overture. Many, many, many long, long bars of the overture. The same chord, and it's the river. It's the sound of the river. The role that I sing, Fasolt, is a very human, almost romantic role. And parts of the role are very beautiful. The music is very beautiful. Fasolt is completely different from his brother, Fafner. Fafner is the capitalist. He's the one who's in love with the gold and doesn't really care about Freya, who Fasolt is in love with. It's remarkable, I find, the way that Wagner can, he distinguishes between those two brothers because he gives us different music to sing, even though we're both basses. He knew how to make characters with music. So let me try and give you the synopsis of the show. In the depths of the Rhine, the three Rhine maidens guard the Rheingold, a treasure of immeasurable value. The Nibelung dwarf Alberich is dazzled by the sight of it. The girls explain that whoever wins the gold and forges it into a ring will gain power over the world, but must first renounce love. Frustrated by his unsuccessful attempts to catch one of the girls, Alberich curses love and steals the gold. Wotan, lord of the gods, is reproached by his wife Fricka. He has promised to give Freya, the goddess of youth, to the giants Fasolt and Fafner in return for their building a fortress for the gods. When the giants demand the reward, Loge, the god of fire, suggests an alternative payment. The ring Alberich has forged from the Rheingold and his other treasures. The giants agree, and Wotan and Loge leave for the Nibelung's underground home. Here they meet Alberich's brother Mime, who has forged a magic helmet that can transform its wearer into any shape. Mime tells Wotan and Loge how Alberich has enslaved the Nibelungs to work for him. Alberich appears and mocks the gods. Loge asks for a demonstration of the helmet, and Alberich turns himself into a dragon, then into a toad which the gods capture. Dragged to the surface, the dwarf is forced to summon the Nibelungs to heap up the gold. Wotan wrests the ring from his finger. Shattered, Alberich curses the ring. Ceaseless worry and death shall be the destiny of its bearer. The giants return and agree to accept the gold. The gods have to give up even the Tarnhelm, the helmet, but Wotan refuses to part with the ring. Erda, goddess of the earth, appears and warns him that possession of it will bring about the end of the gods. Wotan reluctantly gives the ring to the giants, and Alberic's curse claims its first victim as Fafnir kills his brother in a dispute over the treasure. As the voices of the Rhine maidens are heard, lamenting the loss of their gold, the gods walk toward the new home, which Wotan names Valhalla. I'm Kristinn Sigmundsson. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera podcast, Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning more about Das Rheingold, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera podcast for more great episodes.